As expected, yesterday's annual general meeting between Football Federation Australia, the state federations and A-League clubs ended with the game stakeholders unable to settle on a new governance structure. Given the deadline of November 30, the FFA has failed to restructure the congruence in accordance with the demands of FIFA, football's international governing body. From all of this, two major questions remain. How did we get here? And what happens next? In 2015, Stephen Lowy was appointed as the new chairman of the FFA, taking the reins from his father Frank, whose leadership for the prior 12 years ushered in a golden age for football in Australia. Despite being voted in unanimously, the appointment of Stephen Lowy as chairman was met with scepticism, as questions were raised over his experience in comparison to other candidates for the role. This appointment raised eyebrows at the FIFA headquarters in Zurich, concerned that the FFA were in breach of their standard statute, with the FFA board being decided by just 10 votes, the smallest out of the 211 FIFA member nations. The FFA were originally given until March 31st to reform the current Congress structure, which currently sees each of the 9 state and territory federations given a vote, and the 10 collective A-League clubs being given one vote, with a 75% majority needed to pass any motions. Stephen Lowy and FFA CEO David Gallop initially attempted to kill off moves for reform, but with FIFA holding strong, the two were forced to fly to Zurich in order to gain an extension that was granted for November 30. The debate over the new Congress structure has been fierce, with the FFA offering up a 9-4-1-1 model that would see the state federations retain their 9 votes, A-League clubs holding 4 votes compared to the 1 vote they used to hold, and the PFA Players Union holding 1 vote and 1 vote for women's football. The A-League and PFA's preferred model is a 9-5-2 that would see the A-League clubs pick up an extra vote and the PFA hold 2 votes, with one of those votes representing the women's game. It initially looked as if the FFA's model was going to pass, with only Football New South Wales and the A-League clubs planning to reject the proposal, which with the other state federations voting yes, would see the motion pass. This all changed a month ago, when Football Victoria decided to change their vote, citing a lack of expansion in the game, specifically a national second division, as a major reason for the change of heart. This ultimately saw yesterday's proposal from the FFA voted down, as the 3 votes against the proposal were enough to ensure that there wasn't the 75% majority needed to pass. So what happens now? FIFA's advisory committee will discuss the matter on December 4, with it looking likely that the entire FFA board will be sacked and replaced with a normalisation committee consisting of FIFA officials who will run the FFA until suitable replacements can be found. This could have major ramifications for the game here in Australia. A-League clubs and fans alike have been tired of the lack of progress in expanding the 10-team league, with dwindling attendances and TV ratings a clear sign that change is needed to refresh the stagnant league. Talks of a national second division below the A-League have also been constantly quashed by the FFA, despite a national promotion relegation system being a requirement of being a member of FIFA. Questions have also been raised about the effects this could have on Australia's bid to host the 2023 Women's World Cup. The federal government has already committed $1 million for the bid, with another $4 million dependent on a resolution being reached. This comes after Federal Minister for Sport Greg Hunt stated that Australia would face an uphill battle to submit a successful bid should FIFA take over. With so many questions still up in the air, so remains a period of uncertainty for football fans in Australia. Public disdain amongst passionate fans is at an all-time high, with the FFA's lack of action in expanding the game seen as the central issue. A FIFA normalisation committee seems no fairy tale solution, however, with fans all too aware of the corruption that has run rampant throughout the international governing body in the recent past. After all the progress that was made during Frank Lowy's time as chairman to bring football out from the fringes of the Australian sporting landscape and into the mainstream, it would be the greatest shame to see the game taken back to the bad days of old.